everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Baseless Speculation. All the pop culture news and all the research, so you don't have to. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm Joel.
Now, boys, what do we think is going to happen in Superman Legacy?
This is a timely episode because next week Shazam 2 Fury of the Gods. Oof,
much better title.
Much better title.
What are the gods scared of, dude?
Afraid of them?
It's coming out next week or maybe the week after, depending on where you are in the world. And early reports indicate it's going to be a giant commercial flop.
Big stinker.
Your great A stinker.
And that's exciting. I'll see it.
We love stinkers.
Yeah.
It's the speculation.
The Baseless Speculation could also be described as the little stinker podcast.
Yeah. Oh, the dying, like, death flops of cinema. We're all for it. Like a fish on a pier.
Flop. Thump, thump, thump.
There it is.
I'm so excited. What's that thumping sound coming from Grandma's coffin? Oh, she's just death flopping.
It kind of sounds like Shazam 2.
From a coffin?
Yeah, we pre-buried her.
She was flopping. Look, hey, just because it's not going to make any money doesn't mean it's not going to be good.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and just because people are saying it's not good doesn't mean it's not going to be good.
We might love it.
And also recently, news has come out that just a little bit of a quick run-up
to see
what's going on with DC. Recently, since we last did our DC episode, there's been some leaks from test screenings of Aquaman 2, The Lost Kingdom.
Yes, yeah.
Magic of the Kingdom.
Magic Mike of the Kingdom.
I think you were right. It was The Lost Kingdom.
Anyway, apparently it's the worst
movie. Wait, wasn't Atlantis The Lost Kingdom?
Is there another one? Because there's like 8 Atlantis kingdoms. One of them Mara lives in.
Wait.
One of them Aquaman lives in. One's probably evil.
But Atlantis was like the Lost Kingdom to the humans.
But maybe these
Aquaman
are the Lost,
and the Lost Kingdom.
Maybe they're the Lost Kingdoms to Atlantis.
Like, is there like another Aqua? Like, is there like another layer? It's like you got Earth, then you got Atlanta, then you got like Atlantis,
mythology,
and then you got other deeper Atlantis.
You know,
there's what?
You know, Lemuria.
Can't know.
Lemuria is awesome because a bunch of.
Is this in mythology or in DC mythology?
No, this is in real, but it's like Atlantis.
Yep.
Atlantis is in real and in DC.
Lemuria
is one of those lost lands that a bunch of cuckoo bananas people are like, I'm going there in my mind. It's real. That's where humanity came from. But the true origin of Lemuria is back in the day, scientists were like, yo, why are there lemurs on either side of the Atlantic? What's going on? And then one nut job was like, I reckon there used to be a continent where the lemurs were from called Lemuria. And then when it sunk, it left lemurs on either side of the ocean. And so people, but then somehow it just disseminated into popular culture as like an origin of mankind. No, it's the lemur island.
Yeah, because we descended from lemur. That's the missing link.
Lemurs aren't even apes.
That's the missing link.
They're just fucked up monkeys.
Monkeys are apes?
No. Monkeys are monkeys.
Yeah, monkeys are monkeys.
Apes
have 4 fingers. You don't know apes, which is a crazy thing to say about you.
I thought monkeys and apes, well, they're from the same species.
Yeah, they're from the same, they've got the same root.
Root, yeah.
Yeah, but monkeys are different from apes. Apes have no tails, monkeys have tails.
Oh, I knew that.
Okay, you knew there was a difference.
No, but I thought like in the same way that like fucking...
Maybe dogs
and a dingo aren't the same thing, but they're the same thing.
Yeah.
Maybe it was
or
a thing.
Cat and like a household cat and a tiger.
So you thought like a capuchin.
Genealogy, is that what I'm thinking of?
The same genus?
I don't
think they're the same genus either.
Genus,
the species.
They got the same root. They probably came from the same like ancestor animal.
Yeah.
And then they
So maybe the missing link is like we go ape mode, right? And then a little missing. Oh, what if we grew tail back?
It's a reversal.
They're like, maybe that was good. Then we get lemurs, then we get the tail. That tail sucked. Back to human.
Get rid of it.
How awesome would it be if it turns out that humans are the missing link and we're evolving into apes?
Whoa!
Whoa!
We're a clever podcast.
Anyway, so maybe that's the Lost Kingdom. Yeah. Moria or Moo or
and
any of the other
speaking
ones.
Of the Lost Kingdom, yeah. Early test screenings, and this could be bullshit, but there was enough speculation for people to report on it, which, as you'd be aware if you're a fan of baseless speculation and listening to this podcast from inside your toilet bowl where your phone is.
Yeah. Oh, being like, oh shit, how do I get it out?
It's nice that they're hearing us through that, like, water distortion. Well,
you don't know how much longer your phone's got before it's waterlogged, but you got to keep listening.
So, yeah, you'll know that you don't actually need anything to report anything. But apparently it's the worst DC movie ever.
That's so crazy.
Like, ever or of the current flops?
Well, either way. Because, the bottom of the barrel is new movies. That's it's not
point.
The old
ones.
That's
true.
This
that's
is
true.
Like, wow. Like, so what a
Black Adam.
Yeah, worse than...
Suicide Squad?
Worse than Justice League.
No, I don't believe it. Yeah. I almost don't believe it.
The only thing I can imagine with it is so boring.
Yeah,
because Aquaman is boring.
Black Adam was... boring.
Black Adam had a skeleton fight that people don't talk about, and his head went close to the camera.
Also, Satan's there. Satan's there.
Yeah.
The villain Satan.
Yeah, so...
the real devil's there.
There's enough there to keep you going. Also, there's a kid that loves murder.
Yeah. Aquaman 2 must be dull. It must be just
surely.
Other speculation than this involves an actor that anytime I read their name, I immediately assume that what I'm reading is bullshit because it's just something the internet likes to talk about.
Yeah.
Apparently they showed two cuts. One where they had heavily cut down Amber Heard's role to the point where she's not in it really. And that scored significantly worse than the one with her in it. So presumably they'll keep her in it.
Yeah.
They filmed two Batman cameos, one with Affleck, one with
Keaton.
Both cut.
Man, that rules. Nice that they probably got a cool, couple hundred grand for nothing.
Well, Henry Cavill filmed a cameo for...
Black Adam?
A movie that's not out yet.
The Flash?
Oh, he filmed a cameo in maybe Batgirl and The Flash, and he got $250,000 for both each appearance, and neither are going to be screened.
That rules. Great. That must be like 2 days of filming?
Done it in one.
Yeah, back to back.
Just keep the costume on.
Cameras rolling.
Yeah. Batgirl, it's me. All right, cut. Flash, it's me. Cut. That'll be $500,000, please.
All on the same shitty green screen.
Well, they could.
They could. Absolutely.
Nothing in these movies is real anymore.
You could just be like, okay, we're just going to set up for the Flash scene now. All right, let's move the camera slightly. Hey, can we change the background? We're keeping it green? All right, never mind. Keep rolling.
All right, so Henry Cavill, what you're going to need to do is in this scene, you're going to need to pretend you're standing in front of a burning city and you're talking to seven guys. But what you're going to see is just a big green screen.
Yeah, and a couple of tennis balls attached to sticks. All right. These are the Justice League.
Gotcha. Flash, it's me, Superman.
Okay, now this
I'm here to save the day.
The rest is CGI.
Yeah.
Excellent.
And we got one tennis ball, and this will be Supergirl, and we're just going to lower it a little bit slightly.
Okay, thank you. All right. I'm looking at the tennis ball?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, cool.
You also need to pretend you're picking up a building.
Oh, okay.
Punching a guy. And
Supergirl, it's me, your dad, or whatever. Henry? Oh, he's gone. That's why they cut it. He said it wrong.
He said he was his dad or whatever.
I think Henry Cavill cares anymore, I think. I'm gonna wager that. That's incredible. I cannot wait to see that movie. I mean, presumably, it's just Aquaman 2 is just really boring. It must be.
Yeah. Mm. I'm excited for Shazam. Wonder if Shazam will floss again.
I think so. Well, people aren't flossing anymore, are they?
No.
What are they doing now?
What's the Fortnite dancing?
Yeah. What a kid!
Floss is a Fortnite.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, but what's the new one?
Is it gonna sing that song about number one victory royale?
Number one victory royale,
which
yeah,
is
Fortnite,
also like
we're about to get down. Get
which
down.
Is also about 3 years old.
Hey, Dragon, where are we dropping?
Is he
Luke
gonna?
Lake?
Is he gonna reference any kind of famous YouTuber or perhaps Twitch streamer?
Mr. Beast,
maybe.
Maybe Mr. Beast will talk about
Mr. Beast. Loves Shazam.
Mr. Beast cameo?
Yeah.
Mr. Beast gave me $50,000 to wear.
Mr. Beast merchandise? Yeah.
If I touch this plane for a bit,
Maybe he'll eat those Mr. Beast bars. You see that he's got that food now?
Yeah. Mr. Beast has food?
Yeah, he's fucked up. He's got this food. And all over Twitter, no, he tweeted out to us like, hey, if you see the Mr. Beast bars in supermarkets, can you please make sure it looks neat and arrange it nicely to his fans? And then all of his fans sent photos of themselves in like supermarkets being like, made it good for you, Mr. Beast, which is fucked up. What's wrong? What's happening?
If you ever, listeners, if you ever for some reason see anything related to baseless speculation.
Yeah.
If it's someone wearing a t-shirt, wreck it.
I want you to do that thing they sometimes do in TikToks where they just somebody's like, oh, can you give me a napkin? And they go up to a friend and tear his t-shirt off and give it to them. Do that with our merch.
Yeah.
People will understand, because if you're wearing a baseless speculation t-shirt and somebody does that to you, you'll be like, oh, I listened to the episode, so I knew this was coming. It was honestly a risk for me to wear this today.
If you see a phone that's playing baseless speculation and it's not waterlogged,
fish it out of the toilet first. You're actually doing somebody a favor if you steal it, because you know you're presumably doing it.
But then you're also a listener, so you will drop it in the toilet anyway.
Yoink! All right, time to take a piss.
Butterfingers.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah. All of this leads up to.
So excited.
Yeah. Obviously, that awesome announcement with James Gunn, which we did an episode on, and you've probably heard. And if you haven't heard it, what are you doing?
What are you doing? Yeah,
go back. Pause this now and go back.
Yeah. In fact, every time a new episode of Baseless Speculation comes out, you should download all of the episodes again.
They're all required listening.
Yeah, it's good. And then email whatever company is advertising on our podcast and let them know that it was a great job and we should be paid even more money.
Yeah. We love these products and or services.
Go to iTunes and say, real good. five stars, real good show.
Every time an episode of Baseless Speculation comes out, five stars, real good show. They didn't pay me to write this.
Because then people will know.
Yeah.
And also, we did it.
Yeah, we didn't. They didn't even ask.
We're not lying. Well, we did.
We're lying about that bit. So, James Gunn comes out on YouTube, I think, and is like, hey, what's up? I'm Mr. DC now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Jackson distracted me because he's taking off his shirt for some reason.
It's getting hot.
Yeah, fair enough. And yeah, announces a whole bunch of stuff. And obviously, there's a lot of that that is hard to speculate on because it's going to be so far in the future.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But chapter one of the first chapter of the new DC universe, Gods and Monsters, is Superman Legacy, the third product released in the reboot.
Third product, but the first movie.
Movie, because the other ones are Waller and Creature Commandos.
Yeah.
Yeah, both TV series. Yeah. Both were in production before the takeover.
So this is really the first one.
Yeah, I think they're going to, even though they said that, like, oh, it's going to be this big thing that's connecting everything and we're going to get the voice actors as the actors and I still think it's going to be one of those things where, like, look, this is extra reading material. You don't necessarily need the TV or the cartoons or whatever. It's just the film.
Look at the MCU. Yeah. You don't need to know shit because it doesn't make sense.
Well, you might struggle with the upcoming Marvel's movie where to understand two characters, you need to watch two TV shows, which is pretty funny.
Which movie?
In the Marvels, you're going to need to watch Ms. Marvel and you're going to need to watch WandaVision. Because Pulsar.
Very easy. Hey, here's Photon. She got some powers.
She's got me there.
She's the kid of your mate. That's fine.
That's true. That's
done.
True. That's true.
You think that there will not be a one sentence?
Oh, of course there will. But I'm saying that it's
also in WandaVision. She gets a power from walking through a portal twice.
Yeah,
you don't need to watch WandaVision.
You're just like, what? Oh yeah. Hey, I'm your mate's daughter. I got powers.
I walked through a bubble.
Yep, done.
Also, Ms. Marvel's powers come from the bracelet, which is the plot of the movie, so also done.
I can have got, I got bracelet stuff, and now I'm here. I guess it was the bracelet. I love Ms. Marvel. I love Captain Marvel. Carol Danvers, you're great.
Yeah, that's
I'm
true.
A fan of you.
You're right.
You're in my room.
Except she won't be there to say that. She'll be in space.
She will be in space.
I honestly think that the movie, this is a little speculation on the Marvels in the middle of speculation on Superman Legacy, which we haven't spoken about at all yet.
Yes.
Go on.
I don't even think that the start of the Marvels will even connect to Ms. Marvel.
No.
I don't think Ms. Marvel, what's her name? Kamala?
Yeah, Kamala Khan.
Will even be in space.
Yeah.
I think she'll still be on Earth.
You're almost
and
definitely right.
That post-credit scene will probably happen in the movie, basically.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yes. 100%. 100%.
I'm a genius. I'm the smartest man on Earth. anyway, so James Gunn. Anyway,
Superman Legacy is coming.
And he's like, I'm writing it. Me, Mr. James Gunn.
Yep.
He has a few loose details. It's Superman in his early career. He's still a cub reporter at
The
weekly
small
Daily
Bill?
Planet.
Daily Planet.
Planet.
Yeah.
So he's working for Daily Planet, or is he no longer in Smallville?
Yeah. Okay. He's working at the...
He's in the big city.
He's in the big city of Metropolis.
Yeah. Yeah. Lois Lane will be there.
Okay.
That's pretty much all we know.
Oh, okay.
And also that Henry Cavill's fired, which is funny.
Oh, yeah. It's good stuff.
Yeah. People on the internet lost their minds. They don't think it's funny when actors get fired.
It's so funny.
It's especially funny
with Henry Cavill.
I've also seen people get, like, upset.
Because he quit another job.
Yeah.
It's so funny.
He got fired twice, basically.
And he sounds like a nightmare to work with, so I don't even feel bad.
Oh, yeah. There's stuff out there about Henry Cavill that's not great.
Like, okay. He's a gamer, right?
Yeah.
So think of your stereotypical gamer and the problems with gamers.
Uh-huh.
And now apply it to that.
Stinky.
Good at Mario. And it's the same way as Zachary Levi. I've seen people get, like, really, like, flat, being like, they seem like such a nut. No.
Sometimes you want to shake people and be like, you didn't get the role.
Yeah.
You're not Henry Cavill.
It's funny when actors get fired.
Yeah. It's awesome. He's going to be okay.
Unless you're an
actor. He got $500,000 for, like, basically the same scene.
Yeah.
You don't make it a scene.
Obviously, this rule doesn't apply to any actors we're friends with, we hope
of course.
You never
oh,
get
of course. Absolutely.
We hope you get every role.
Yeah. We will flip on a dime. Don't you worry.
But if you're just a name in a movie to us, it's funny.
It's awesome. You'll get another job.
It's like listeners out there that would find it hilarious if one of us got fired.
Or hit by a bus.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be able to stop laughing. And I know you as people.
Yeah. We're good friends.
Jackson got hit by a what?
Always knew this day would come.
You're kidding me.
It's not even my birthday.
Can we go visit him in hospital?
No, he's dead.
Killed by a bus.
I don't know. I'm going to be I'm going to give his eulogy. I'm going to be laughing too hard.
Is the bus full? Oh, that's awesome.
My coffin's in the shape of a bus. Cruelly.
It's like his favorite movie, Heart and Souls, I'll say.
I can't do it. I'm just flopping in the coffin. I'm in my death flops. Flop, 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 flop.
You flopped all over that bus.
You're lowering me down. Flop, 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 flop. Is he alive in that? No, he's just death flopping.
It's his death flops. It's fine.
He's just death flopping.
Oh! I got hit by a bus, I think.
He's death yellow. Yeah, people do this.
That's his death rattle.
Yeah. Just air escaping.
Are you burying me alive?
That's just air escaping.
Dunk, 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 dunk. Death flops are back. And then as I suffocate, they get less and less. And you bury me alive.
Yeah.
Well, oh well.
Big day.
Superman Legacy.
Yeah.
So is there any kind of rumors that they started looking for a new Superman?
They apparently have not, which is obviously bullshit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the plan is, James Gunn has said publicly multiple times, we're not casting Superman until the script's done. Script ain't done yet. We're not looking.
Okay.
Wrong. You're absolutely looking. Your movie's coming out in 2025. You are going to want to have made sure that person is...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I imagine they would have been looking before they announced it. Like,
oh,
that,
yeah,
that
absolutely.
Would just make
I
sense.
Would not be shocked if someone has already signed on as Superman prior to them even being like, Superman Legacy. Because if you've got, like, say, a couple of names in your head, you're going to want to try and cast them. In case, because there's so many fucking giant... Marvel, there is, like, such a huge chance that Marvel would accidentally, or willingly, take the guy you think you want to be your Superman and put them in as fucking Mr. Fuck or whatever in the MCU.
Oh my god, they're doing the Mr. Fuck arc?
Oh, I love
Damn,
the Mr. Fuck
that rules.
It's gritty.
Like, if I was Marvel and I caught wind of, like, who someone was... Like, if DC were like, oh, this is going to be a Superman, I'd put him in a Marvel thing immediately because then people would be like, oh, it's crazy that Superman first appeared in the MCU.
Oh, yeah. I'd instantly cast him as either, like, Sentry or Hyperion or something like that.
Because it's also, like, that's what the comics have done for years and years and years. Mm. Stealing from each other and fucking
each
other over.
So that makes me think that whoever, like, they're like, oh, we haven't cast yet. They probably have and they've... almost certainly signed a contract ad to make sure that they don't.
Yeah.
Well, that's probably my first speculation. Mm. I think it'll be someone that hasn't been in the MCU because I don't think the DCU will want their Superman.
Yeah, right. No, yeah, absolutely.
What would be the funniest? cast.
Chris Pratt.
I was thinking Chris Pratt too. Oh, I was thinking how funny would it be if they kill him off in Guardians and he pops up as Superman.
Imagine.
Also funny to fire Henry Cavill and be like, sorry, we want a younger Superman, and then cast someone, I think, slightly older.
Oh my God. It's funny as well, because Chris Pratt, maybe back in the day, back during his Parks and Rec days, would have like the right vibe for Superman, because he was goofy and friendly and ultimately a very good person or whatever.
Well, yeah, the first Guardians movie.
Yeah, exactly. But current day, present day Chris Pratt, who seems sort of like...
He's got Mario vibes now.
Yeah.
Wahoo.
Wahoo.
I just movie comes out in like a month. That's exciting.
It's insane. Yeah, so,
Funniest
poor,
casting.
Dude, imagine. Okay, something
So, actors that haven't been in... I mean,
well, do you think it'll be someone that James Gunn has worked with in the past, or is it just going to be either
I think they need,
not been in any sort of MCU property, up and coming? Will they get a named person, or are they going to try and do someone that's like not named?
I think they'll. If I was DC, I'd be looking at kind of like trying to hit the Robert Downey Jr. jackpot again of someone that's like maybe a name that people do sort of recognize, but not someone that would usually be like a leading. Role, but that's
who?
Tricky.
Yeah, like,
and also because it's younger as well. Yeah. So you're probably looking for someone that's at their oldest, in their early 30s.
It's tricky.
Timothy Chalamet, sorted.
Yes. You need someone a bit bulkier.
I was joking. That was a little funny joke for both me and the listeners of this podcast.
Yeah, I know. I put him in the suit.
Yeah.
Adam Driver. He's got a.
He's got a weird.
But he's the widest man in the world.
I'm here to save the day.
Also, he's old.
Yeah, absolutely. He's too old. You know, it's a kind of weird thing where we don't have a lot of younger leading
We do, it's just we don't pay attention to them because they're not in the movies that we watch.
Yeah. Well, that's true,
yeah.
That's good. So do we have that sort of... We don't really have the same similar movie star kind of vibe that used to happen.
KJ Apa, the guy that played Archie in Riverdale.
Oh, yeah. Is he any good?
Riverdale's pretty fucked.
Would you compare him to Robert Downey Jr. in terms of star quality?
No, I'd compare him to Brandon Routh in terms of on-screen charisma, though.
Okay.
Not a lot.
No.
Justin Long.
Justin Long! He'd be like 50 now.
Yeah!
Yeah, well, I think honestly grabbing someone from like a... Because it's tricky. It'll, like, who's the guy from that show that everyone loves? You? Is that the show?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Put him in it.
Just take someone like from something like that.
What about the main guy in Tenet? Huh?
George David Washington?
I don't know the names.
Not George David.
Denzel's kid.
John David. Washington.
He seemed nice.
He's like also 40, I think.
Yeah.
You kind of want someone in there. Yeah, 25?
What about this? What about if they pick who played the werewolf in Twilight?
I almost said Jacob, but that's a character's name. Taylor Lautner.
Taylor Lautner, because then you have Pat Fleck. And Taylor Lautner Superman.
Well, I guess Robert Downey Jr.
Robert Pattinson.
Robert Pattinson's maybe also someone to... Not as Superman, obvious, although same actor playing Batman and Superman.
It's never been done.
There's no laws against it, but there should be.
I put him in the suit, didn't like that,
He's not friendly enough.
Yeah, he's a good Batman.
He's a great Batman, but he doesn't have the... Yeah.
Yeah.
How old is a guy that was playing Superman in Smallville?
Oh, probably
he's like
old.
50.
He'll be in his 50s. He was perfect.
He came back for Thing. Okay. And he played Kingdom Come Superman, which gives you an indication of
where we're at.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, enough.
Well, yeah, because I think that Robert Pattinson is a good example of what they should do with Superman. Of like, pick someone that has been in other stuff that probably doesn't appeal to nerds.
Yeah.
Because then nerds will be like, I can't believe they've cast Mr. Fuck as Superman.
Absolutely. I mean, like, the Robert Pattinson was a great Batman, but also probably didn't hurt the amount of discourse around there was free advertising. Really.
So people like, I'm in not terms seeing of, a sparkly Batman.
Twilight, Batman!
Yeah.
Well, in terms of just, you know, you're thinking about Twilight, I'm thinking, well, Anna Kendrick would be a great Lois Lane.
Oh, yeah.
Anna Kendrick is a good
great
casting.
Now, this might be a bit out there, and I don't know, this is like maybe equivalent of putting like Timothée Chalamet in a suit where you're like, it's like a grasshopper wearing a giant S. No, thank you.
Okay.
Daniel Radcliffe.
Oh, damn.
Look.
Bulk that boy up.
I don't know why. But I loathe his vibe.
Oh, really? I love his vibe.
He's got a nasty vibe.
Aww.
No, like, as in, like, if I told you that Daniel Radcliffe smelt like dog shit.
Isn't there stories like he kind of... No, because he wore the same outfit.
Yeah.
Like, heaps just to piss off the paparazzi. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that where you're getting it from?
No.
I think it's just a vibe.
I think it's just a vibe. It also just could be that a lot of the things I associate him with...
He's done a bunch of grimy movies.
Yeah, I think it's just like, because watching like Swiss Army Man where he's dead.
Yeah.
And then like Guns Akimbo where he's just got giant, like he's wearing like a dressing gown, which I haven't even seen. Anyway, dressing gown and just like huge bags under his eyes. I'm like, he looks stinky.
Yeah, that's fair. I think as well, I mean, I guess you'd get that discourse again. And it's such a stupid
What about Ron from Harry Potter?
Rupert Grint! Rupert Grint's back. He's acting. He's in some TV show. I forget what it's called.
Okay.
It's apparently beloved. About an evil doll.
Boy, can sing. High School Musical Man.
Zac Efron.
He'll be too old.
He's like in his 30s.
He's probably right at the limit of like... how old you should go.
Yeah. I think he's roughly the same age as Pat Fleck.
Yeah, okay.
He'd be older than us.
Well, I just think...
No,
I think he's probably around about 30-something, like mid-30s.
I'm only thinking too old, because I feel like if you're doing a Superman year two, I think he's got to be younger than his...
Zac Efron's currently in Melbourne filming a movie called Ricky Sinicki. We should just go find him and ask him. You want to be Superman?
Yeah.
Can you arrange that? Give us a second to discuss.
Yeah, if you say no, I'm going to ask John Cena, your co-star in this movie, if he also wants to be Superman.
We had a huddle, and it turns out we're not the casting people.
But it's nice to talk to you, Zac Efron and John Cena, and good luck with your film, Ricky
Sinicki. We also dropped our phones in the toilet during our huddle. Can we borrow
We huddled over a toilet.
We had one cubicle together.
I mean, it's a similar age by Kit Harington. Like, you know, Game of Thrones. But he's also filming, apparently, Snow, so...
Yeah.
He's also apparently in Blade.
Yeah.
Playing...
Of course he is.
Yeah, the movie that's happening.
The real movie.
Taron Egerton?
Oh, yeah.
Like, I saw him in that Apple Plus
thing.
Fucking
British fucking Superman.
Same with Daniel Radcliffe,
yeah.
And Rupert Grint, your choice.
My choice is perfect!
The Starbucks Pistachio Cream Cold Brew is back. Silky Pistachio Cream Cold Foam tops our bold, smooth cold brew for a delicious twist on a favorite winter flavor. Savor the day. Order ahead on the Starbucks app.
Egg Life believes eating better should taste great, so they created the perfect wrap. Made with egg whites, never flour, Egg Life wraps have 5 grams of protein, less than 1 gram of carbs, and zero compromises. Transform your favorite foods with a simple swap, from tacos and sandwiches to sweet treats. Egg Life wraps have the taste you love and the nutrition you need. So see ya, tortilla, and hello, Egg Life. Find the perfect wrap in the fridge at your local grocer.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. You might say all kinds of stuff when things go wrong, but these are the words you really need to remember. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. They've got options to fit your unique insurance needs, meaning you can talk to your agent to choose the coverage you need, have coverage options to protect the things you value most, file a claim right on the State Farm mobile app, and even reach a real person when you need to talk to someone. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What? Here's something that I'm confused about with this movie. Well, we just don't have the answer. It's called Superman Legacy, right?
Yeah.
What's the legacy?
Is he setting up his legacy?
I suppose. It feels like a weird thing for a first movie to have legacy as your sort of subtitle
of your
film.
Yeah, because, I don't know. To me, it just seems weird that you're starting with, like, an established Superman. I mean...
No, I actually think it's great.
Superman's
year two of Superman is an awesome era to discuss.
Well, gonna be like Man of Steel. Like if Man of Steel was called Superman Legacy, that would make sense because it's a movie where Superman exists and it's just sporadic flashbacks to their life. So you're like, oh yeah, I guess
that's
that is
the legacy,
their legacy
of Superman. I suppose. It feels like so much grander than like should be allowed.
Like
by
a legacy
such a...
is usually at the end of the trilogy.
Yeah, that's the end of your like. Of a... You look back on that was my like because Superman's legacy in year two hasn't started yet.
No.
He can maybe look back at Clark Kent's legacy and be like, damn, I grew up on a farm.
Is there a comic called Superman
Legacy?
There
is a comic called Superman Legacy. But I'm thinking, because like, Superman Legacy, you're like, okay, this is when he's got a kid. Yeah. And that would make more sense.
Or he's just, kind of passing the torch to anyone.
Yeah.
Where, like, if it was like a Superman, Supergirl, you've got Metropolis now. But it just seems like a really weird title for, again, if they were doing like, oh, we're starting with a really established Superman.
Mm.
He's been doing it for years or whatever. Great, sure, I'm across it. But
because Superman is such like a big... thing.
Yeah.
Like it's such like a big like cornerstone turning point, whatever you want to call it, in the DCU, right? Where it's like if you look at the ones that just came, it was, you know, Batman had been Batmaning around and then an actual superhero or actual person with superpowers came and it's like this changes everything, you know? And it's like a turning point. And if you have Superman is already like established and already there. It's that kind of like, okay, cool. Well, yeah, there's that turning point of, all right, well, the metahumans exist. Now we're getting more metahumans.
Yeah.
And we thankfully this guy's on the team of good. And so you have that.
Yeah.
But yeah, having a year two seems...
Well, I think what's weird...
I
know.
When James Gunn said it...
Yeah.
I can sort of see why they've gone for legacy because apparently the movie has an emphasis on how he balances his Kryptonian heritage with his human upbringing. So it's like his personal legacy, as in like,
okay, I see what you mean. I kind of get it. Okay. It's like, it's their weird way of being like, what is Superman? What is he as a guy? Who is Superman?
Yeah.
Would be the question of the movie, which is an awesome question. I think the coolest thing about Superman for me is that he's just like a guy. You know what I mean?
And again, a reminder to James Gunn, fuck you, because you made a tweet that was directed clearly at me, which was nasty, and also explains who is Superman and what he believes in. That was Superman grounded.
Yeah.
He believes in being one of the people in Forrest Gump in it.
Yeah, he's Gumpin', baby.
Walking from one side of America to the other, helping out people ranging from fixing cars to
stopping domestic abuse and
to meeting some aliens that live in a neighborhood.
Yeah, because
Gunn's going on and he's like Red All-Star Superman, or he's like, that's going to be like the vibe we're going for, which is nice if it's like a, you know, because that's like a wholesome Superman.
Superman should be wholesome.
Yeah.
That's what's cool about him.
Yeah.
Superman's greatest power is that he was raised right.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Mm.
Mara Pa Kent gave him a good set of ethics and morals, and then he applies that to the godlike power.
He's like a Boy Scout.
Yeah.
He's very much like he's got
good guy Greg from me.
Yeah. As it's like he's got like parental love, you know? They didn't fuck up their boy.
Yeah.
Good guy.
Look at
Clark.
Our son. We didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah, we didn't fuck this guy up except when a tornado killed me.
And I told him not to save the drowning kids.
Yeah, they fucked up Superman.
Well, look at that Superman.
Yeah.
He's fucked up.
He's fucked up because he did have. He didn't get. He wasn't raised.
Yeah, he was
right.
raised wrong.
And
then also because then Ma Kent hits him with a speech in Batman v Superman. It's like you're a fucking idiot. Fuck.
Okay, so you know how we're in a constant state of chaos and fighting for our lives every single day on this godforsaken earth between work and everything else falling apart around me. I have not had it together enough to meal prep or plan dinner or honestly function like a normal human being most week nights. Cooking something good is hard, and I deserve a modicum of joy every now and again. That's why I've turned to Omaha Steaks. My freezer is full. That's sorted. It is genuinely the one part of my life running smoothly. Real steaks, burgers, seafood, chicken, sides, all shipped to my door. So even on the nights where everything else is on fire, dinner isn't one more thing to stress about. I made the burgers the other night, didn't even have the energy to think, just pulled them out, threw them on the grill, and they tasted like something from an actual steakhouse. Somehow, the one corner of my life that's together is the one I didn't even have to think about. If you've never tried them, the Burger Perfection Flight is the easiest way in. 20 premium steak burgers across 5 cuts. So try the Burger Perfection Flight at omahasteaks.com today. That's 20 premium steak burgers for just $79.99. Plus, get $35 off with promo code BEEF. That's right, BEEF. BEEF. omahasteaks.com, promo code BEEF for $35 off at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
you.
Yeah. I know, it is.
Are
so...
they your responsibility?
Nah. Oh, yeah, no, that's fuck right. You, yeah. Yeah, it's like, you see these human worms?
You they see are these ants? In you. You are the big shoe that comes down
and
on
every
them.
Every time, Clark, you wipe your ass and you check to see if it's clean. When you see that shit stain, that's the only time you should be thinking about humanity, because that's what they are to you, a shit stain.
But they're like, all right, so how are we going to characterize Mark Kent? In the comics, she's like a fount of love and care and affection and patience. Oh, she'll be a psychopath.
Yeah.
Our Mark Kent's crazy.
Yeah. Clark, why don't you kill?
Yeah. Clark, you know when you snapped that guy's neck? He was an alien. Oh. Yeah, I thought it was a guy.
Either way,
it doesn't matter.
That
would
have been fine.
Good. I made you your favorite spaghetti dinner. Enjoy. As a sweet reward,
for
snapping this guy, I mean alien's neck.
Yeah.
Sure wasn't a guy?
Dang. Well, I wish it
well,
had
look,
been.
I was proud of you then. I'm still proud of you.
So, Superman should be a sincere and wholesome movie.
You gotta hope.
But it's written by James Gunn.
Yeah.
Yeah, he can do sincere.
Yeah.
And if he's reading, like, All-Star and, again, looking at the some of the
things
that
All-Star
didn't...
I've read All-Star Superman. Would you say I'm sincere? My
content's
good.
Yeah, but you're
not
making a Superman film.
Yeah.
And, like, going looking at what's come before and being like, oh, okay, yeah, there are some missteps here. And looking at the success of, like, you know, the MCU, and I still stand by, like, the best Superman on screen is, like, Captain America 2.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's just like, there it is. It's like, he's not changing. He's still the Boy Scout. He's still, the person who believes, like, all those, you know, he was raised right.
Yeah.
All those, like, you know, those ethics that he has, you know, that good moral compass. But then, you know, he's like, the world is like shit, and it's like, yeah, spies, and it's like, oh, yeah, the government that you love.
The good guys are the bad guys, and the bad guys are still the bad guys. Everyone's the bad guy.
Yeah, it's like, you know, in a world of, like, you know, morally gray, you are not.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's just... And I think that's the kind of vibe they need to be going for Superman.
Absolutely.
And I think, yeah, year two is really good, him establishing that.
But
him becoming, like, you know, having the villain be someone, like, he looks up to and respect. Let's say, like, for example, like Perry White, for example, being, you know, I'm trying to think, like, who would be their role, you know, Robert Redford. Having Perry White. You know, being this like, oh, I respect this person as a newsman, but then it's like, oh, we're just doing this for the clicks. Who cares? We're breeding this, like, we don't really give a shit about what is actually happening. We just want to sell papers.
Yeah,
we're in
the
paper selling business.
Having to grapple with that because absolutely. Mm. I wonder if this movie will introduce Lex Luthor.
I hope they don't.
Yeah.
I hope, because we've had a lot of iterations of Superman and the villain always seems to be Lex. And so it's like, hey... Do something different. Don't do Doomsday. Don't do Lex.
Yeah.
Do something different.
Or like, if you're going to do Lex, like, I think you could introduce Lex as a character and not have him be a villain yet, because I think that's always an interesting... I mean, it depends on the Superman. Some incarnations of Lex are just pissed off because the meteor gave people powers but made him bald.
Yep.
But, like...
I hope they... Do it! Do it!
Imagine!
Even if it's just like, oh, this is like, you know, Lex Luthor in the background of it... Go, you know, be running for, like, Senate or doing something like that. And, like, you know, oh, yeah, our pathway for Lex is him becoming president.
Yeah.
And, like, I think he would be a decent, like, you know, oh, he's just a politician, someone like that. I don't know. Like,
or even
just,
like
on the council, like, you know, a governor or something like that of Metropolis, something like that.
I quite like when Lex and Superman are friends. I think that's good because I think it means, or Lex and Clark, because it makes it so much more impactful when Lex is like, I actually hate you. And Superman's like, it's annoying that you hate me for something I can't control, Lex.
Mm.
That's fucked up.
Yeah.
And Lex is like, I wish I had powers. Wear a wig.
Get some plugs. Fuck.
Yeah, whatever.
So looking at James Gunn's writing
career,
he has never really... Actually, maybe there's something early on that could be like...
A good template, kind of?
Sort of. So he writes Romeo and Juliet, obviously discounting that for obvious reasons.
Yeah, yeah.
I should watch it. Troma films make me sick,
but
in an exciting way. The Specials, which is like a deconstruction of superhero movies, if I remember correctly, but one of those ones that came way too early
where
everyone was like, why are you deconstructing comic books? We know what?
Yeah.
Scooby-Doo.
Yeah.
Scooby-Doo 2, Monsters Unleashed. But he also writes the remake of Dawn of the Dead, which some people cite as Zack Snyder's best movie.
Zack Snyder's best movie?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, these are writing credits, not directing credits.
Oh, I see. Okay, yeah, fair.
which I'm pretty sure is like a pretty straight, intense horror movie. It's like unpleasant, which is what it's meant to be. So it is like a almost like a proper like celebration of the original Dead films. Then you got Slither, Super, Guardians of the Galaxy, The Belko Experiment, which is a dog shit movie.
Like Super.
Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. The Suicide Squad, Guardians 3. He's writing Coyote versus Acme.
Whoa!
That movie that has I'm excited to see.
Yeah.
And then Superman Legacy. It's all very like
Deconstruction of
Very much.
Sort like of a here's shame. Something.
Or it's a little he doesn't do it
that way.
Like he doesn't do it in the way that's very annoying sometimes, but all of that stuff is also a little bit like winking at the camera.
Yeah, which I feel like you kind of got to be sincere with.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Which is it's crazy to think that in many ways the first Iron Man was a pretty sincere movie. Really, a lot of the Marvel movies we get these days are not deconstructions because that's I don't want to give them that much credit, but they kind of are a bit like check this out. Whereas the first Iron Man movie was sincere, which I think your beginning if the first superhero movie in a franchise like that needs to be.
Yeah.
So that you're like, oh, I'm established in a real world or whatever, with real characters and real problems.
You either want Superman to be that established like good guy.
Yeah.
Or the lesson that he learns or the character growth of Superman is that, well, he still needs to either maintain to be good or still be that good guy. Like he still needs to, like, no matter what happens, it's like he will take the high road. He will do whatever he can to, you know, be the adult in the room, as it were. And I think... Yeah, that's where like the villain of the series or like the villain of the movie needs to sort of. Yeah, I just don't think Lex. I don't know. He's year two. I'm like, don't give Lex.
That's
like, you want this kind of like something to happen where his worldview could be changed, but he's like, no, I'm still going to believe in the good of like humanity as a whole.
Absolutely. Because there's that kind of tricky thing with Superman where if you have. I like people do this and whatever, it's fine. But say it's like Brainiac comes in and Superman doesn't need to learn the lesson, I need to protect the people I care about.
No.
Or that's like not enough of a motivation because I know Superman loves the people he cares about. So like giving me that is the crux of the movie. I'm like, duh.
Well, Lobo could be a villain in it.
Lobo? He's a badass.
If you're going to give, because
Lobo is a Superman villain, right?
Nah, Lobo is just a guy in space, aliens and shit, right?
He's just a guy in space. All right, Superman villains, let's talk about him. Lex, Brainiac.
I don't think they'll do Lex, only because I think this movie is going to very much try and establish the opposite of Man of Steel, which is like Superman loves people, where you can't have the villain be just a human man, because then it's like it brushes up against them.
Yeah, there's like Zod.
And they're not going to do Zod again.
Hopefully not.
Because Zod's still in Flash, remember?
Yeah, you've got like Doomsday, which don't Doomsday.
Oh, no, do Doomsday. Kill Superman in his first movie now. Oh,
Bizarro Superman.
Oh!
You can't do that to me,
that
the first
would be
Superman.
Awesome.
You can't throw that
Bizarro
into
Superman
us.
Bizarro Superman is fucked up because his world isn't actually backwards.
Isn't his world a cube?
Yeah, well, yeah, but he's like, everything opposite in Bizarro world, but he still lives in a fucking house. He doesn't live in the ground.
In All-Star Superman, there's a smart Bizarro and it's unpleasant.
Smart Zorro.
He's like deeply unhappy and knows that he lives in a society of buffoons.
Whoa.
Yeah. I think he might kill himself.
Yeah, actually.
Maybe. Is that Mr. Mixelplick?
Oh, yeah. That would be a wild one to introduce as your first villain.
I honestly think that
Darkseid.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, look, Lobo apparently is a super. Okay. Superman villain?
Lobo and Brainiac, I reckon you'll get. And Lobo will be like a late in the movie tease, and it will be Jason Momoa.
Yeah.
If you have something, because they are doing like a Lanterns thing. If you have like Superman, you know, being beloved by Metropolis, and you have him being like a wholesome person, rah, 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 and doing all that kind of stuff, and being like, I'm protecting the world. And then having your threats be from like Interstellar.
Because
Lobo is that. You could have something like that. Like Lobo's on the run from the Lanterns.
Yeah, yeah. You know? Superman's got to fight Lobo. They could do that. It wouldn't shock me.
It needs to be someone that
it's a bit on the nose to be like, he's a real bad guy. Yeah. Superman's got to be a real good guy.
Well,
rides a space bike, motorbike. Maybe. Yeah.
Well, how do you... Because
sucks down a fat cigar.
It needs to be a villain where Superman can be fighting them a bit, lose... yeah. and then win.
Yeah. Mm.
But then also it needs to be a movie where you can show Superman, like, doing regular Supermaning shit.
Yeah.
Mm. And the villain isn't just destroying the world at the same time. So yeah. it can't really be like an alien invasion no. or something.
No. I think, honestly, Lex is probably the best choice.
Is it Mentallo?
Oh, yeah, Mentallo.
Mentallo? Yeah, he's like a mind boy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
He controls people's mind, makes them do shit.
What's Brainiac's deal?
He's like a Krypton...
He's a mind boy. He makes people...
I think he is, but I think he might also be like a Kryptonian... This might be wrong, but I think it's like a Kryptonian security protocol that goes cuckoo bananas.
Isn't that Mentallo?
There's a lot that have that origin. I also might be getting it confused with the Smallville origin. Well, I mean, you could have... I mean, like, it's a shame because Zod was kind of good for this, because presumably it'll be like Superman is torn between his Kryptonian heritage and the fact that he was raised on Earth. Superman is an Earthling, the same way that, you know, you can have a different heritage but be raised, born and raised in another country, where you're like, obviously that's my heritage, but I consider myself or whatever country I'm
from. Well, they could do the fucking, because if they're celebrating, like, if they're talking about Krypton's heritage, talking about... raised by people, have Brainiac, use the continuity where Brainiac is the one responsible for Krypton's explosion.
Yeah, yeah.
Then that has, like, personal stakes in it, and then...
Superman can kind of grapple with the fact that even though his entire planet was destroyed, it actually kind of... He's not going to feel the impact of that, you know what I mean? Because it's like if you had an adoptive parent... Or, sorry, you were given up for an adoption as, like, a baby... And then at, like, 40, you found out that your birth parent had died. Mm. You would obviously feel something. You'd feel some kind of way. But it's probably not going to hit you the same as if it was the parent that raised you. So, like, maybe they'll kind of explore some of that. Superman's disconnection with his own heritage. That'd be kind of interesting.
Do you reckon if they use Brainiac, they'll also go back to his original power set of constantly shrinking cities and putting them in a bottle?
yes, please. Well, they could. There's the famous classic Superman.
100-minute war or something like that?
Yeah, where they have one of the... There's like a Kryptonian city that's still around because he put it in a bottle.
Yeah, it's the capital city. Yeah, it's like the 100-minute war, and that leads directly into Superman Grounded.
So maybe. Maybe they do that, and Superman, then he gets to go back to Krypton. That's like a way of having him actually...
Kandor,
the city in the bottle. Mm. So maybe he goes back into Kandor, the city in the bottle.
Well, no, because if it's James Gunn...
I think it'd be fine.
Yeah.
Obviously, maybe it's not in a bottle. It's in like a...
Yeah.
Jar. Do people hate when...
That's kind of fun.
Yeah, what's the general consensus with, like, the public with really bullshit superhero stuff, like comic book stuff like that
now? I don't
know. Because I honestly think it would be so refreshing to see.
No, because, but that's as us, people that have watched...
That's the thing, right?
600 comic book movies and read comic book.
Yeah.
What does fucking... Johnny down the street, that's his name. Think about, like, when, even like the movie The Suicide Squad, when it gets, like, very silly. Because Suicide Squad is relatively, like, sincere.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Its silliness comes from, like, the.
It comes from a place of, like, affection for the source material.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, Starro gets really big and it's fun, you know what I mean? Mm. As opposed to.
Yeah,
I don't know.
How does Johnny down the street feel about stuff like that? Because if, like, people get a Superman story where he's all hot and, like, the character depiction's good, and then, the final fight is in a little bottle.
Yeah. Mm. Will people...
I thought this was... Am I watching Ant-Man?
Ant-Man's the guy that gets small. They made a mistake.
Yeah. Yeah, so I think that... I reckon, I just don't think you could do something like that.
Yeah.
It's like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, leap.
Brainiac does make sense knowing their backstory now, that, like, because...
Yeah. Yeah, I think they did
Zod's
Brainiac. That'd be nice.
Similar-ish thing.
What if it was not in a bottle? What if he's like, I have it for whatever reason? It takes the form of this
I'm
little...
fucking huge and I'm holding it. It's still regular size.
Or it's, you know,
I shunted it into a pocket dimension.
Yeah.
And I can bring it out whenever I want or whatever.
And then if he's shunted into a pocket dimension, I think that's probably easier to swallow.
Yeah. Way less fun, but I think easier to swallow for people.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
If I saw a little fight happening in a little bottle, I'd break the bottle, get them out, save the people, save the ants.
You circle back to that.
The people are so small that I think they're ants.
Oh, yeah, I see. Yeah. For a second, I thought the bit had changed and you were suddenly breaking like an ant farm. Save the ants. They were happy.
That's the thing about an ant farm is they're just doing their regular ant
shit. Ants are happy in an ant farm.
They just don't know that we're looking at them.
Yeah. Well, if it is like a little ant farm, an alien ant farm.
Oh my God.
If you have something like Brainiac has, I've got,
something about going to the movies.
Maybe.
They got like this, like, yeah, the city there, and it's kind of like, yeah, Superman could kind of wrestle with the, like, I need to free them, but then I can't free them.
Yeah.
And or if I need to stop you, but if I stop you, then that something happens to that, so I can't stop you. And has that kind of like, you know, moral quandary.
Yeah,
like, what
yeah.
do I do with Superman? I can't. I got to save the day, but it's a classic trolley problem.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, because you need. I think in a good Superman movie, that like moment of like, what do I do, is answered by like, what is the most good thing that I can do in this scenario? What helps the most people?
Smash the bottle, get the answer.
Yeah. But I think it will be something
good,
like...
not clever.
Yeah. And it might be something like, yeah, where he will set something up. So it's like, yeah, I destroys the little bottle.
Mm. Yeah.
And it's just like, my heritage is gone, but I save Earth.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Or like that.
Yeah, yeah. Or even if he can go into the little bottle and he's like, I don't know what to do. And the Kryptonians there are like... You know, we get it,
guy.
If we gotta get destroyed, you know, we understand or whatever. Mm-hmm. Krypton's dead.
And a 15-minute montage of him hugging every single citizen.
I'm sorry. Gee, I'm sorry.
Oh boy, I'm so sorry.
Oh my goodness,
so sorry.
Heck,
who's next?
I think that if they do the city from Krypton,
yeah.
He'll go there and then he'll feel nothing, and there'll be a whole thing about that, about how like it's his heritage but not actually part of his history.
Yeah.
Mm. And like he's Clark Kent.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe the city of Krypton will be like, we see the situation for whatever reason, we need to make a self-sacrifice of our city, and they'll give him something, and they'll be like, you know, we hope that you can find in your future your connection to your heritage. Because I think that's the balance for Superman, you know what I mean? He is an Earthling.
Yeah.
In all ways he can be an Earthling, but his heritage is still Kryptonian.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that might be something like, you will get his costume whenever at the start will like lacquer whatever. And then, yeah, they'll give him something that he puts on his costume that'll
be
like, oh, that's Kryptonian for blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, 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 absolutely. And it might not be that the bottle gets destroyed. They might be like, we just can get shunted off somewhere else. We just don't know where we'll
go. Put me in your cupboard, Superman.
Yeah.
We want to live in your cupboard.
I can probably find
a place to make you big.
No. Put us in a cupboard and every now and then put some, like, little jam or something in the
bottle. We're real big fans of, like, the borrowers.
Superman just dumping a little, like a dollop jam, and they're all.
Thank you, Superman.
Lois being like, "What are you doing in there, Superman?"
I'm feeding Candle.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Weird.
What are you feeding him? A dollop of jam. Look at him scurry like ants.
They love it. I would be concerned. I'd be giving them all big diabetes.
it's a sometimes jam.
Do they know that?
No, it's all right. Yeah. Then I just put them out in the sun for a bit. They get charged up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, they're looking real tired. I'll go get a magnifying glass. Oh, no!
No, Lois Lane, you're never going to guess what happened.
I said fire to candle.
I got to put it out. Then he just squashes it with his thumb.
Oh!
And then it's just like smash cut to him scraping it into a bin.
Yeah, he fucked it.
He fucked it. That's sad.
Yeah.
Mm.
Ray's good, not clever.
Yeah, exactly. I hope he's a bit dumb in the movie.
Yeah.
I think a good Superman is stupider than he is. Mm. Like, I don't think his intelligence is really like a...
It's not like that sort of Bruce Wayne detective level. It's that kind of... You want that disbelief that someone could do something
absolutely.
Like that.
Absolutely, yeah,
like,
yeah.
Well, like, this is going to happen because of this. What are you talking about? They're going to do this because they're evil.
Like,
or they're like,
they...
you know,
what?
Because they're selfish or because of greed.
Yeah,
and you're like, what?
Yeah, absolutely.
No one can be that greedy. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Like that, like they like, a little bit of naivety.
Yeah,
I think
yeah,
would
absolutely.
Go a long way with this Superman.
With Superman. Especially in year two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Believing that everyone is good, but actually there's dog shit people.
Yeah, like deep down, like everyone is good, and like that just can't shake.
Being
you know,
like,
he's
you
like,
didn't read the terms and conditions, Lois? I always read the terms and conditions.
And you clicked agree? You don't know
what
you're agreeing
to. Crazy?
Yeehaw, Lois.
I hope he has a Midwestern accent. Oh, my Lord.
He's Kansas born and bred. I mean, come on. I don't know if there's a Kansas accent. Kansas.
Y'all from Kansas.
Kansas.
I'm from Kansas. He's going to talk like an old-timey prospect.
Yeah. Rooting
Brainiac,
tootin'
get out of my town. I'm looking for gold and y'all in the way.
Brainiac, this town ain't big enough for duels.
It's dueling pistols at noon.
Well, with that last one, maybe we're casting Clint Eastwood as the new Superman. 90-year-old Clint Eastwood.
He's our guy.
He's our guy.
What about his son? You know, the Yeah, he's nice.
Scott Eastwood.
Scott Eastwood.
Yeah, yeah, he's little nobody from Fast movies.
He's charismatic.
A performance that was so lacking in charisma, they wrote him out of the next movie.
Yeah.
But he's back for
Fast 10. Has he worked
maybe
on
he
that?
Got better.
Yeah, maybe he got better.
Charisma.
We'll see.
I'm still trying to think this whole time, like, who would I cast as Superman? And maybe no one.
Yeah. It's really tricky.
Whoa, maybe they installed new technology, they put a mirror in the movie, and then every time that you are Superman.
Yeah, like how there's we were all Superman Time all Person of the Year that one year.
They take a 3D scan of your head and give you special glasses. But they don't tell you what you're about to see until when the movie comes on, you get scared.
Because I was like, I still think Zac Efron would actually do a really good job, but the reason I think he probably won't is if they're going to be like, right, Superman, you need to be ripped. He'll be like, no.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that again. Absolutely. I love carb. Go away. You should eat bread.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Good actors under 30. Let's see what my little machine says.
Yeah. What's a little machine?
But like,
Tom Holland?
Oh, yeah.
Perfect.
The
best. What about John Boyega?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. He's 30. This is a little picture, but
I think John Boyega would be great, actually. Yeah. John Boyega had, in the Star Wars movies, he had that kind of, like, very charming awkwardness. But
he has that naivety,
too. Yeah, but ultimately you were like, this is a really good person. Yeah.
I still think
Miles Teller, 36. Why is he on this list?
I still think Taron Egerton, because, again, he's only 33.
Yeah.
And he bulked up for a role on, like, it was, like, Apple Plus or whatever. And, like, I think he would, like, he's got the physique for it.
Yeah, that's true. He does. Yeah, Taron Egerton. What else has Taron Egerton been in?
Eddie the Eagle,
mm-hmm.
Kingsman.
Rocket Man.
Oh, yeah, he could do it. He's got the kind of right face for it, sort of.
Yeah.
It'll be. I have this funny feeling that whoever they pick will all be like, really? That's who you're picking as Superman?
Interesting.
Because it is so important. You're right. Like, just.
It's gonna be who they hold. Like, the whole franchise is going to be like, oh, yeah, this is the guy.
Yeah.
And it's going to be, you know, whoever they cast for, you know, that Bruce Wayne. Wonder Woman, it's going to be like, all right, those are your pillars.
So you
kind of got to get that right. And they need to all have that likability, like Robert Downey Jr., Chris Evans.
It is.
Chris Hemsworth, right?
Yeah.
I hope they just roll out like just the most baffling choice.
Yeah.
This is our new Superman. Jonah Hill.
Fresh off You People on Netflix. Really? Okay. Don't know if he has Superman energy necessarily. He did do that whole documentary about his therapist.
Yeah.
He thought his therapist was pretty cool.
That's nice.
That's good stuff.
Yeah. Some people found that insane and a horrible power dynamic. Other people found that film, I think, probably looked past that and found it good.
Yeah, okay, well, there you
it,
go.
It, like, was well-received by critics.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. On the path of Superman. Yeah. That's nice, Jonah Hill.
I think it doesn't seem like there will be a Wonder Woman, does it? Like, there's going to be a Themyscira show.
Oh, yeah.
They might use Gal Gadot again.
Yeah.
It depends on what she does in between now and then.
I just don't think they will, right?
Yeah.
I just don't think they're going to really... They really want to distance themselves quite heavily from what's come before.
Which is very funny for this first chapter to be called Gods and Monsters and to not include the character
closest to an
actual god. Yeah.
Superman.
Well, yeah, but Wonder Woman is... Like, sometimes she is a demigod.
I think that they will, because, like, I mean, like, they're not actually doing a good job of distancing themselves anyway.
Yeah.
The first movie of the last thing was a Superman movie.
Yeah, that's true.
First movie of this one's a Superman movie. Yeah. They've got a Batman.
Amanda Waller's still there.
I hope they redo a lot of the Wonder Woman stuff.
Yeah.
I hope they kind of look at the Brian Azzarello run?
Rules.
Which was so fucking good.
They should just announce that they're remaking Wonder Woman 1984. Same storyline.
Same storyline, only minor tweaks. Yeah. We only got it a bit wrong. That'll be the press release.
Just gave Pedro Pascal a couple more scenes.
Just a couple people have eye patches.
Yeah.
Much better. Much better.
I get it now. Yeah. I see the vision.
Yeah. It ties everything up.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's just going to be, I guess, yeah, we reckon they'll rely kind of similar to where it was like a lot of like Man of Steel with like flashbacks and that kind of things? Or are we just going to be like, this is year two, we're going to be told or at least like explained in passing of things that had happened in the past?
Well, I think
we're going to get like flashbacks.
I don't think we're going to get maybe a couple of flashbacks. I don't know, but I think I want there to be a scene, because this is always a moment I quite like in a lot of Superman comics, and I think the Man of Steel and stuff, they tried to do this, but it never really worked out because Mark Kent was insane. Where Superman's got that moral quandary, and he goes to the Kent farm and just sits with his parents like at the dinner table, and it's like, what do I do? And they're like, hey, well, we'll give you some advice and hopefully that can help or whatever. It's always
Mark Kent's like, you got a gun?
How many people you killed?
Mark Kent's like, I hate my son. Cannot wait for a tornado? Unless it's already happened, in which case I'm saying this from heaven and I'm happy now I'm dead.
I think, yes.
Year two is a weird time to set it, because I think to establish a Superman character on screen, you either need to see the origin, or you need to see something like Pa Kent's death, or you need to see like him trying to struggle with his life with Lois Lane and stuff like that. But year two falls pretty much in between all of that.
Yeah, which I think it's that kind of like, all right, do you start with, the film starts with, you know, the pod landing or the pod crashing into Kansas, then, you know, Ma and Pa Kent, you know, like, oh, okay, as a baby, we're raising this baby now. And you sort of have, like, little montage-y stages of him growing up and powers and that kind of stuff. Oh, yeah. But then also just talking, like, having and showing, like, the parental figures raising him.
Yeah.
And, like, through love, through all this kind of stuff. And then it could have, you know, Pa Kent dying of a heart attack, like, in the opening sort of, like, first 10 minutes or whatever.
Well, open with, a montage of his life.
And then, you know, it's just that kind of thing of, like, there is still... you know, tragedy in the world. There is still things that you can't control. There are still things you can't, you know, stop.
I think they're going to have to, because I think that ties into what we know about the movie. Like, I think Pa Kent's going to have to die in this movie, but it'll probably be late.
Yeah, okay.
Because I don't think...
If they can just do where it's like he just
the opening of Up but Superman.
That will be sweet. No, just like where he hears the heartbeat.
Yeah.
And then it just sort of slows down and then stops, and then he just goes there.
Well, maybe that'll be that kind of pivotal moment where Kandor in the bottle, if that is where they're going, Kandor in the bottle is like falling or whatever to smash on the ground. And at that moment, he hears Pa Kent start to die. And it's like a very literal, you know, way of illustrating that he's torn between these two parts of who he is.
And he flies to, Pa Kent.
Kandor.
Yeah. And he's there either, you know, just as his father dies or just after. And it's just like that. Because I just don't know why they had to be like, Kevin Costa jumping that tornado. I don't understand that. I still don't understand that.
He wanted to save the dog.
The dog survived.
I know. That's what I mean. He saved the dog.
Oh, he did.
Because it's like that scene is so beautiful, and it just because it just goes okay. Yeah, he's always listening out. To his parents' heartbeat. It's just like kind of a thing that's just in the background. That's the thing that he's just listening to. It's not said. It just is there. And the moment something goes wrong, he's just drops everything. And it shows that. No matter what he could do, he couldn't save that. And it's just like, just wraps it all up really
very nicely.
Beautifully. And it's just, no, tornado.
Yeah.
I think the one scene I want to see in this film, and I can't remember if it's in Superman 1 or it's a flashback in Superman 2, is when baby Superman picks up the car.
Oh, yes. Oh, I hope there's a scene where they've got it, baby Superman, he picks up the car and throws it. And Park Kent's like, God damn it. I hate our baby.
Custom Mark and giving a baby a gun.
Yeah.
Oh, we made them both fucking insane again.
God damn it. The one benefit of setting it in year two, I guess, because I was trying to figure out like why they would do that, is that you can already establish Superman as, like, Superman. You know what I mean? You don't have to show Superman figuring out how to superhero.
Yeah.
He's already doing it, and the city probably already knows who he is and loves him. You've got that established. That's the only reason I can think you'd want to do year two.
It also means that you can do origin-y stuff without doing it too heavily, so you don't need to show every moment. You can kind of montage-y kind of thing. Or do flashbacks, whatever way you want
to
do
it. Superman's figured out how to pull his punch. He's figured out how to do it, and now this will be presumably the first time he's really challenged. punched.
Did he pull his punch the first time he punched a guy? Or did he punch his head clean off his
clean.
Body?
Yeah, clean off his body, dude.
And he tried to put it back on.
Then laser-eyed it, but just mutilated the corpse.
Just, yeah, smash cut to him scraping that guy into a bin.
Made a mistake. Ooh, we all make mistakes.
Yeah,
to her,
it's a human.
Yeah, to there it
forgive,
is.
Forgive is divine or whatever. Anyway,
I'm sorry he didn't have a family, so it's all right.
Yeah.
He was probably a loathed man.
Yeah, that's what I reckon.
Yeah, I think he was
hated. I might write to the paper and explain how this man was a loathed man.
Sounds good. Sounds good, son. We love you. Never forget that. No matter how many heads you pull.
Yeah. Right. And a sweet little. Yeah. On the forehead.
I guess to bring this episode home, final speculation. Is there a chance this movie is good?
I think there's a chance.
Yep.
I think there's a chance.
I'm all in. Yeah. I'm all in. We've had so much crap. Surely, maybe the death flop will, there he sprung up and now he's walking again. That'll be nice.
I think that if these movies really go for a sincere approach, that we will be so burned out in the insincerity of the MCU that it will feel like a breath of fresh air.
Yeah.
If they try to in any way replicate this sort of snarky comedy and vibes of the MCU... then it'll suck and it'll just be more of the same. But if they're like, no, we're sincerely telling
Man of Steel has no quips.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm. Yeah.
If we're sincerely going in that direction, I think it'll do really well.
Yeah.
I think we'll be like, superhero movies can be good.
Yeah. It depends what they kind of like they want to go with. And I think if they're going to be like, right, you know, this isn't just for kids, this is for adults as well. Yeah. And we want to tell a nice story.
Make Superman, look at Avatar.
Yeah.
Made over $2 billion.
We want sincerity in our movies.
Yeah.
Make it a big, serious, emotional blockbuster. People can see it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. And I think if they lean in towards that and make it less, like quippy, wacky hijinks.
And film it on a fucking real set.
Yes.
Oh, God, yes. That'd be nice.
You're in a city. You know what I mean? Is that like you're in a CGI fuckfest location?
Yeah.
you can put it on a real set.
Yeah. Anyway. I also think this might be good. Yeah. I'll see it. And if it's bad, that's funny too.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We don't lose.
Exactly.
Yeah. Based on speculation, can't lose.
Damn right,
and
baby.
On that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've also been Joel.
This has been an
episode of
Baseless Speculation. And we've been the BS Boys. I didn't stumble over any of that. That's just how we sound from the toilet.
Thanks for listening to Baseless Speculation. Remember to rate and review us on iTunes, and if you want us to hear about your baseless speculations, just email us in at baselessspeculation@gmail.com, and to continue the conversation, head on over to our Sandspants Discord or Facebook group. Links to those are in the show notes.